Israel recently eased its land blockade of Gaza. Hundreds of trucks carrying food and other supplies that had previously been blocked rolled into the territory this week. VOA's Luis Ramirez is in Jerusalem, and we asked him the feeling there among Israelis about the easing of the blockade.
There are mixed views. There are those who are in, you know, right-wing politicians who say this is tantamount to giving in. It's almost a sign of surrender. This, that while Israel has not obtained its goals, has not reached its goals that it set out in imposing the blockade. First of all, Israel imposed this blockade in order to bring down the Hamas government, Hamas being an enemy of the state of Israel. Its charter calls for the destruction of the Jewish state. The other goal that Israel had hoped to achieve was stopping altogether the barrage of rockets that have come from Gaza and hit communities in southern Israel. The third objective was the release of Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit, who was kidnapped in 2006 and taken to Gaza, held captive there ever since.
What is the feeling among the people of Gaza?
I was in Gaza City recently and taking walks through the market there. This is before the blockade was eased. And even before the blockade was eased, the stores were packed with basic goods, but also some luxury goods, jams, chocolate, even items that were banned under the blockade, such as cigarettes from the U.S., all these things in the stores. So many Gazans say it's good that the blockade is eased, it's good that more things get through, but that's not really what they want. What they want and what they're demanding, what Palestinian authorities are demanding and people are demanding is a lifting of the blockade in general, meaning they want to be able to access Israel without checkpoints. They want to be able to export their products and also import raw materials so that their shops and factories can produce items for export as well. All those things, all those elements have not changed under this easing of restrictions.
VOA Jerusalem correspondent Luis Ramirez. I'm Susan Yalke in Washington.